If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown.
Welcome to the Ipecac edition of My Brother, My Brother and Me. This is a great idea that Travis had, where we would all, a lot of podcasts do like drunk editions.
Do a lot of podcasts do that?
All podcasts legally do that. And
I think at some point they all oh god.
People might be eating. I hear that a lot from our community where people like to eat while they listen to our show. Yeah. And I think that this particular edition might put them off.
You didn't take any of the packages,
did they
you?
Eat?
You bailed on
I,
this. You didn't
I
take
didn't,
any.
No. I've got a delicate stomach. If I take that stuff, I'll be out.
Okay,
for a
week. Well, then we'll just do the usual thing where it's an advice show for the modern era.
We'll vomit mad advice.
We'll spit wisdom.
And also vomit. I wish you guys would have told me this before I took all the Ipecac.
Oh, I'm Justin McElroy, by the way.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. Hey, can you guys hear me over there?
Yeah.
Can you hear me all the way out on the East Coast?
Yeah. Griffin's in the rocking Midwest style these days. He's moved to...
I'm up in that bread basket, dog.
High town.
He finally got his piece of the pie.
Yeah.
I did. It's so nice out here.
Yeah?
No.
No? Scary?
Can I come back, please?
Have you seen any gangs?
So hot all the time. The gangs and wild dogs just ride across the street. And I don't like it here anymore.
Oh, man. Okay, so here we go. This is a first question. It's from Form Spring. My university flatmates have gone home for the summer. Where are you from, flatmates? However, I have a summer placement. What can I do to stop becoming too bored or going slightly crazy?
I don't understand half of the words.
I don't speak the same language as you. A summer placement, flatmates.
They have summer classes.
I know what you can do to help pass the time. Get an English dictionary and memorize it so you call things the right names.
Or maybe just move to America.
Move to America.
This would be the best day to do it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
America's birthday.
Greatest.
How old is old Lady Liberty?
60, 70 years old. Who can keep track?
I believe you mean 70 years young.
70 years young. You know, being bored. I remember those days. I remember when I would worry about being bored. Who has time to be bored anymore? Are you sleeping enough?
You know what? Set yourself up some kind of random project. Like, you know, this summer I am going to read 16 books. I am going to build a cabinet. I am going to
open a lemonade stand.
A lemonade stand for grown-ups.
Only Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
That's got to be legal,
refreshing.
Right?
Refreshing. Yeah, that's a good... I like Travis's suggestion. Say, like, by the end of this summer, you're going to be, like, really kick-ass at photography or kung fu or something. And use your time that way.
Or street side bartending.
Or just treasure these days, because soon you won't be bored.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Soon you'll be dead.
It's the best time to go exploring too, because if you're in a college town and everyone's gone, yeah, like if you're in a college town and everyone's like left for the summer, you can go to all kinds of places.
You can just go on a rampage. Just go on a looting rampage because nobody's there.
Yeah, say by the end of this summer, I'm going to break into 16 houses.
Goals are so important.
Lemonade stand.
Goal setting is so important. So I got a problem.
Oh no.
I'm in a situation. I love this girl. I work with her. Also, I'm a random person on Form Spring. But she has a boyfriend.
That is a problem.
That is a problem. She has told me she likes... Let me start at the beginning, because I feel like we've gotten confused. I'm in a situation. I love this girl I work with, but she has a boyfriend. She has told me she likes me and wants to date me, but she doesn't want to lose what she has with her current boyfriend, but I really want to date her. What? What should I do?
That's
Wait,
the most
okay.
ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
That okay, so, all right. she...
I,
she's with... Okay, you love girl A. Girl A is dating girl B. Or boy...
Guy B. Wait.
Guy B. What? Wait.
Lesbian apocalypse. Yep. It's coming it's so coming. Quickly.
It is, a, is it a girl? I don't know. So... Dude.
I have a bigger problem with this question, and it's that he starts with, I love this girl I work with.
Yikes.
Yeah, dude. Whoa.
You are rushing. Here's the thing. If she is with this guy, and she also wants to be with you, then they are hopefully going to self-destruct. But you need to tell her that if she wants to be with you, you're better than that. She needs to drop the proverbial zero and get with the proverbial hero, but don't let her string you along like this. If she wants to be with you, she needs to dump that dude. I know it sucks. I know he's going to cry and send her shitty mixtapes for a week. Sorry.
But it sounds like she's setting up if she wants a little booty on the side.
Yeah.
If she's making the statement, yeah, I want to be with you, but I don't want to lose what I have with my current boyfriend. Yeah. A, that's a really shitty thing to say. B, what she's setting up is, but we can still hang out, and then you guys
occasionally... Is that what you want to be, Formspring?
Yeah.
You want to be a side booty?
You know, I knew a guy with a side booty once.
It's really tragic. I shouldn't joke about it.
Yeah. It's a serious...
What's that stain on the side of your pants? I'm sorry. I have a side booty, and I have no control over it because my destinies aren't wired properly.
I absorbed 1/10 of a twin, and I just got one of his butt cheeks.
So he has... Wait, let's jump back. So he has two butts, one on the back, one on the side.
It's more a one-and-a-half situation.
Yeah, the one on the side doesn't count as much. It's like a side butt, but it's only like half a butt because you don't have room for a full butt on the side of your body. God, biology 101, Travis.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention that day.
They can fix that with a pretty simple outpatient procedure. So,
or you can just get specially designed pants. Wife about it.
Jacob, via Gmail, asks, recently at a campout with a couple of friends in my backyard in the Canadian woods, I got really close to a girl my friend has been chasing for a while and ended up hooking up with her without anyone else noticing. Should I tell my butt or keep it a secret?
Tell your
Jacob,
butt.
What can I say? Nice ninja hooking up, first
yeah.
of all.
Jacob has the ability to turn invisible, like a chameleon, whenever he's fully aroused.
Jacob, I think that this story is so cool that you just need to write it out, because you don't want to taint it by telling your friend. I think you need to keep this a secret in your heart when things are down. Just think about that time that you covertly snuck into a girl and hooked up with her. Here's my question. Did she notice? Because if not...
Oh, no.
You have a sincere problem.
I think you should go ahead and tell him, because if you were that stealth about it, then he probably won't believe you, and he'll just turn it into a joke, and it'll defuse the whole situation.
Yeah. I would never tell anybody.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
And keep up the discreet lovemaking. Because that's a yeah. skill that you're gonna exercise more often than you might think.
This is one situation where I kind of wish this guy would start an advice podcast where we could ask him about his secret lovemaking.
I was in the middle of a group of friends, but I really wanted to bone down on this girl.
And so,
what should
and then
I wear?
One of my friends is like, "Did you feel a breeze?" And the other one said, "No, but I made love for an hour, and you were unaware."
Jacob.
This is the guy who, like, set up the popcorn dick trick, you know, cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn. I like this guy.
What's up with that language?
Yeah,
what, can we... I can't say popcorn?
It's America's birthday. Could we maybe...
Jeez, a little.
Keep it down a little. Yahoo Answers user Jessica asks, can I hit American men? She expounds, hi, I am Jessica from France, and this fall I will be going to college in the U.S. I just wondered, if dirty American boy tries to hit on me, can I slap him hard in the mouth with clenched fists so his yellow teeth breaks? Only French man can touch this. Will this get me in trouble?
No, I think that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know much about the law, but, I mean, if you make his yellow teeth breaks, then you could, you know, he could make you pay for it. The operation.
Listen, yeah. On this America's birthday, I feel like I have to be the one to say, Jessica, you would be lucky lucky to have some American penis. Go on.
What are
again
you,
with the language?
Again with
I
the
said
language.
Penis this time. How is that not better?
It's like weirder. Concept. It's grosser.
Is it grosser?
It's American grosser wiener? Degrees. No, still, like American
you're
wieners.
You're making me more and more uncomfortable.
I'm going to eat some American wieners later, but those are called Freedom Franks because we can't say French dogs anymore. So they're Freedom
like
Franks.
Like we all
these
used
days.
To.
Yeah, like we used to.
If Jessica comes to the U.S. and hits an American man in the mouth, I'll go to war with France. It'll
oh
be my
God.
Own private campaign.
Your own private campaign. Do you think Tristan would come help you out with that?
Tristan's going to come and he's going to fuck Jessica
right
up.
Now, I can picture break. Tristan listening to this podcast and hearing that question and just start smearing on war paint and tying a bandana around his head. Well,
yep.
Now it's time to go on. Get Jessica, too. Jessica,
he's
going to
hogtie Jessica. He's going to hogtie Jessica and use Jessica to beat Osama to death. It's going to be totally awesome.
Oh. I think Jacob just had sex with me. Wow, I did not see that coming.
There's a joke in there somewhere. No, I'm seeing joke. Something coming. No, go on.
What? Monster. Yuck. On America's birthday, Travis. I work with many interesting people. This is not true of me. This is Dan from Gmail. I work with many... it is true of me. I'm just not the one talking. It's not my question. One in particular has a disturbing mustache that looks like he would drive an ice cream truck and have a basement full of children. How do I nicely inform him that his mustache is a sad and failed attempt at having facial hair? Oh, the pedo stash. That's tough.
I don't understand. So it's like he is a part-time ice cream truck driver and a part-time like daycare attendee?
Dead children.
He has like a...
Or maybe the children are manufacturing the ice cream for him.
Yeah.
Work. Like he has like a slave labor thing going on in his face.
I don't think we should jump to pedo conclusions.
Oh, okay.
Let's give this guy the benefit of a doubt.
Okay. All right. So you think that he's worried because the guy that he works with is interesting, but looks like he might run a small business and also employ local children and be infusing cash into the economy. That's what you think.
Yeah.
You think that's what he's worried about.
The American economy.
Right. Happy birthday, America.
Thank you, America.
Thank you, America, for everything.
Thank you, America.
It's so good. Such a good country. I think that this would be such an awkward conversation that what you need to do is sneak into his house when he's asleep, shave it off when he's not paying attention, and then just say, what happened the next day?
If I might suggest, get Jacob's help.
Yeah, get Jacob's help. He's really good with stealth.
I can't grow hair in the area underneath the corners of my mouth, which makes it hard to go with a full goatee and sort of ends up with a half Van Dyke, half pedo stash.
It's a no-tee.
It's a no-tee. And I sympathize with this guy, because it's every man's right to have facial hair. Only some people are better at it than others. Travis has a full, luscious beard that you could hide Skittles and Jolly Ranchers in and to recall it for later snacking. But I can't get that going.
Dan, if I might suggest, start posting pictures in your cubicle of men with these pedo stashes. Like Jeffrey Dahmer. Guys like this, until eventually this guy... Now, this will reflect poorly on you, so you need to be ready for that. But I think that's the only way to do it without just saying, hey, creep stash, how's your creep stash?
The best way to deal with a creep stash is say, at any opportunity, say, God, your mustache looks so good. And, like, really let him know. And then say, you know what? I love your stash. And if he's into it, if he's feeling you, if he's not feeling it, he's like, oh, man, this guy is hitting on me for my stash. I'm going to shave it. If he is into it, then say, God, you know what, though? As much as I love your stash, you look so good with, like, a little beard. Just a little beard coming down off of it. And then he'll grow it.
Or just, what if you had a mustache, but it was made of skin? Like a skin stash. There wasn't any hair there. It was just skin that blended with your other skin.
That would look so good if you had a skin stash.
That would look so good.
So, I hope that helps. Brendan from Gmail says, I was walking with probably best friend. She has made it clear that I am in her friend's circle. Although the way she said it also said that to who is not... Okay. Nope.
Nope.
Sorry, Brendan. Maybe get that stuff right. I can't do this with you. Tyler from Gmail writes, my friend and I live in LA. Whenever whenever he talks about going to any place outside the city, he refers to it as going down to Whatever'sburg, regardless of the town's location, north or south of Los Angeles. Does he also say that regardless of the name of the area you're going to?
Going down to Whatever'sburg.
That tells me nothing. There's no information in that sentence. You say that every time we go anywhere. Likewise, if we're heading into the city from someplace north, he says heading up to L.A. So to recap, he thinks that if you're going to a bigger city, then you call it going up to that place, even though the larger city may be located more southern on the actual globe, even on the same latitude. He listened to the show, and his name is Mark. Please tell me he's wrong, so I can have this one trivial but incontrovertible moment of being right to lord over him for all of time. Help me, Mobim Bam. You're my only hope. Tyler from Gmail. Okay. Let me think about this.
Tyler, I'm sorry, but I feel what Mark is spitting. I understand it, because it has nothing to do with geography. He's talking about moving up and down the socioeconomic ladder. Right? So if you move from Shittsville to LA, that is an upward move on the ladder. So you're moving on up to LA.
Now, what is this ladder that there are places below Los Angeles?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm figuratively speaking. If we're talking on the soul-crushing ladder, L.A. is like the bottom rung. Because it's the most oppressive city on the planet. But I understand.
Now, you don't mean that. Las Vegas still exists. Los Angeles... you're a fine city. You need to get a little smaller and make it so the traffic isn't so bad. And then we'll talk again.
And make everybody less hateful.
I think people are nice to me there. Do you think it's because you're white?
That maybe. I don't know.
Everyone there is very friendly, I think, in Los Angeles.
To get back to Tyler's actual question, I have to agree with your friend Mark. I think that up and down are interchangeable and have nothing to do with actual location.
Would you prefer if he was like, I'm going to head up north on California 1 for 364 miles until I reach my destination, which is LAX?
I always use the right words.
Is that you
like,
would?
Like directionally?
I always say I'm heading, if I say I'm going to Cincinnati, I say I'm headed north-northwest.
You don't do that.
Sure. As the crow flies.
You know what I would like to hear? Those ones that are on like the same like plane, the same latitude. Say like, I'm heading left to someplace. Or I'm going up north, down south, left, right. I'm going right.
Yahoo Answers user Steph P. asks, is it possible to bend air, water, fire, and earth like in Avatar? If so, please help me learn how to. Sub question, like in the show Avatar. Yes, the answer, of course.
It's also possible to bend sadness, and you've got that down.
Yeah. She's the last of the sadness benders.
You've bent my mouth into a frown, a disapproving frown.
Steph P, the frown bender. I can't wait to see M. Night Shyamalan ruin that franchise.
Oh, don't say that. I hope it's so good.
It's what? Not. It's got like a 6%.
Have you seen Last Airbender? That
Shyamalan.
Rules.
Shyamalan. Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. Form Spring.
Chameleonaire.
Chameleonaire asks, what are your guys' stance on the changing of last names when people get married? My current girlfriend just told me that if we ever got married, she would be keeping her last name. She claims it's a sexist tradition. Should I be offended?
Just say, you know what else is sexist? It's tradition in me paying for dinner, so pony yep. up. Say that. And then she'd be like, well, we always do that. You'd be like, God, I'm sorry. I'm such an asshole. Can you forgive me? Is it a sexist tradition? I don't know if it is or not. Isn't everything? What? Isn't every tradition inherently sexist? Like, you bring a Christmas tree in. That's just a phallus.
Everybody knows. Just one, a big green leafy.
Just a big green leafy phallus.
See, that's the words we use, Travis.
Phallus. Phallus is less creepy.
That's yes. the least creepy.
It's
one
that's scientific.
Yeah.
That's hospital okay. talk.
Yeah. I think Wiener is pretty scientific.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. He's saying it again. I mean, her preference is the most important thing, right? So, if I don't think she's the sort of lady who is independent about not changing her name until three guys who are brothers and record a podcast tell her differently. So I think you're just going to have to ride this one out. That said, if you were going to do a compromise, see, my wife's name, she took her last name and made it her middle name and then took my last name. So we'd have... I think it's nice that married couples have the same last names because I think it's...
Yeah.
I think beyond being whether or not it's a sexist tradition, I think that it is nice for them to have... If they're starting a family, then they want to be the whatevers.
Sure. I think this issue really boils down ultimately to what the last name in question is.
Yeah.
Because if it's like... JP Gargle-Stench, like, I can understand you not wanting, but if it's like Hogan, if your last name's Hogan, like, what woman wouldn't want to have that as their last name?
Right.
And I think you should also explain to her that she should be prepared that for the rest of your lives together, you will always be introduced separately, and everything will be addressed to you separately, and there will always be that confusion of...
It'd be awkward, like, this is Mrs. Gargle-Stouch and her husband, Tom Danger, like, well, Mrs. Gargle-Stouch, why didn't you...
And never she mind. Can't be Mrs. She
can't be Mrs.
Can you be Mrs. if you don't take their last name?
I think so. I think Mrs. just indicates that you're married.
I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Mrs.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Mrs.
Myers. Mirza.
Formspring asks, I just started seeing this guy and I feel uncomfortable whenever he tries to take my shirt off. I like him a lot, but I'm not a skinny girl and I feel like he won't like what he sees underneath. Do men even care or do they just want boobs?
Good news.
Listen, the doctor just came out of the room. You've been sitting there in the waiting room with bated breath, waiting for something, and Dr. Travis has good news for you.
Men like boobs. There you go. It doesn't matter to me.
What if they're two? What if these are not two connected thoughts? We're assuming that she means she's a little bit chunky style underneath. And that's why she's worried what he'll see. Maybe she's got like a really tragic, maybe she's got like a giant tattoo of Ray Romano or something.
Maybe like, she's got a side butt, but it's on her torso.
Oh my god, a torso side butt, and you're embarrassed that he'll see it. He listen, if he loves you, he's gonna have to deal with the fact that you have half a butt on the side of your body
and a tattoo of Ray Romano.
I understand you were attached to it. Maybe have it surgically lowered so it'll just look like you have great childbearing hips.
That's a good
Why would having a tattoo of Ray Romano lower make it look like you have great childbearing hips? I'm really confused.
It's about perspective. It's hard to explain.
Okay. If he loves you, it won't matter. And if he doesn't love you, don't give it up.
There it is, man.
Lock That's it up. Lock it down.
True words never... Spoken.
Protect that carnal treasure.
That's right. That's your flower.
Does anyone here find Michael Cera really attractive? Sorry, that was a Yahoo question.
you need to prep this shit like that, Griffin.
I didn't want to dedicate too much time to it, so I just dropped it like it was hot. I don't know why, but I really, really like him. I just think it's his amazing personality. Lol.
Lol. No, creepo. You're the only one. No, I think he's cute.
Just you.
Yeah, he's a cute. He's a cute little guy. Cute little guy pie.
He's 50.
Yeah, so
it's getting a little old, a little tired. He needs to bust out of his shell a little bit. Ye three brothers. Oh. My best friend is a bit of a dick. Oh, again with this talk. He takes the piss out of it. Oh,
come on.
He takes the piss out of everything I say and bitches about. Ugh. Bitches about me constantly. How could I put him in his place? Okay, welcome back to fucking class 1000, a continuing series on My Brother, My Brother, Me called Argue My Friend. class one was, of course, if you want to really have sex with your best friend's girlfriend really bad, so you have sex with her, that's not your friend. You're not friends. That's not what that means. Class two, if your best friend makes fun of everything you say and bitches about you, he's not your friend. Find a new friend.
What kind of confidence issues do you have where this guy that's picking on you all the time and makes fun of you and bitches about you, you're like, that's my best bud. That's my guy.
My bro. A lifetime bro forever.
He has my best interest in mind. I know that he pees all over me and sets my stuff on fire and kicks me in the face, but God, I love him.
Hey, Tony, you're a pussy.
Thanks, Mike. It's my best friend.
How much?
My best friend.
How many
world.
More boxes do you think we have to move to your apartment?
I'll tell you when you move enough boxes, gay.
That's my best friend. It's my man.
My best bud. Who's that man abusing you? Do you want me to call the cops? No, we're bros. This is
we're
how
best
we
friends.
Turn a pal around. That said,
Hey, Jerry, I fucked your dad.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, what a bird.
Thanks.
Why'd you do that? My dad's dead.
How about you just tell him to stop being a dick?
Stop being a dick. Why don't you slug him once? Just slug him once. And see how the tenure of the relationship changes.
It's
I bet it'll
be real,
drastic.
Real good for that friendship.
You guys are so chipper and gleeful. You're never down. How do you do this?
Speed.
This dovetails with another question. That's from Matt, Gmail. The three of you seem to be great terms as adults. Were you always good friends, or does the amicable nature of family just naturally reveal itself after you no longer have to share a living space?
Yep.
These questions are tied in because you don't know us. we're monsters. this show is our ticket to the big time, to the big money, and we know that we're the only three people we know that will be on it with us. So we act chipper, but usually we're hateful and misanthropic.
This question reminds me of people who are like, that Matt Lauer seems so nice. Well, that's his job. That's what he gets paid to do.
Our job is to make it seem like we like each other and that we're chipper.
They're lying, by the way.
We're lying.
We're chipper and gleeful because we enjoy talking to each other. Or at least I do.
I'll tell you straight up, stone cold. Who is this? This is from Matt. Matt, I'll tell you something. Man, you only get one go around. You only get one spin on this crazy globe. Why waste a moment of it? Not one more moment of it being anything but chipper and gleeful. I have a great reason to be chipper and gleeful. It's because I woke up today.
You know what? I have a new thing that I've been trying to do for like the last year, year and a half, 2 years. And whenever I start to get frustrated about something or upset about something, I stop and I think, is this really worth getting upset about? And the answer is always no. You know, in 2 minutes, it's going to be over anyways. Might as well
and
ride the
if
happy
you're feeling
wave.
If that doesn't work, just go buy something. That's what I do.
I'll go back to my original point and make that something just a little bit of speed. just a little bit of upper.
Maybe just one rock. Just one
maybe
rock
just
of rock
one
cocaine.
Ball
but it's important that you promise
sweet,
yourself.
Sweet speed powder.
Just the one.
Maybe just a little bit of nose whiskey will turn that frown upside down.
As a woman, what is the best way to seduce a man?
Say hi.
I can't answer that. As a man, the best way to seduce a man goes a little something like this. And then it's on. Just like that, I don't know.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Just make that noise and the guy's like, you're down. And then you're like, I'm down. Clearly, I'm down. As a woman, what seduction? There's no... What do you mean? There's no seduction. There's no... I mean, this is a crazy concept. Men are stupid. Just penises attached to brains. I'm sorry, Griffin. And it takes very little. What's the best way to seduce a dude, guys?
I think maybe a little bit of clarity will come out of this related Yahoo question, which comes to us from Mr. H, who asks... Exactly how can I get horny? I don't get it. I look at something sexual and dirty, and then what? Do I have to have a specific mindset to get fully horny? I tried saying over and over in my head, oh God, I want that so badly, or something like that.
Oh my
well, that
God.
Didn't help. Am I supposed to get a big emotional feeling when I get horny? Is it like my heartbeat changes during horniness? What aspect of the dirty thought is supposed to make me horny? I looked at something that made me horny, but it only worked for a few seconds, and then it went away.
This is,
and sometimes it doesn't work at all. What do I have to do to keep the feeling?
This is once again something a psychopath says.
Signed, Kyle, age 5.
Someone give me a real answer. Nothing like, you'll know when it happens.
That's the most upsetting thing I've ever heard.
Clearly dating. Clearly these two are... She doesn't know how to seduce a man, and he does not understand horny.
He doesn't understand how to be seduced. That question, by the way, came to us from Tyler, who sent it in. Thank you, Tyler.
That's a good one. Good looking out money.
Good looking out money. Dog. I think this might have been sent to us by Beesbo or some other extraterrestrial force that doesn't understand how horny impulses work.
I think just scientifically speaking, if you ever said to yourself, oh, I'm down to bone, then you're probably horny right then. Like, you don't need to, there's no horny fairy that comes down and says to you, like, you are on and ready for games.
Dear horny fairy, please send me a boner.
It's all I want. Just one.
Horny
please.
Fairy. Send me a bone.
Give just one boner to me.
My advice to both of these people, the Yahoo people and the forum string person, is it, in my experience, it's all about the atmosphere and just, you know, and by which I mean, is there a dude present and is there a girl present? Atmosphere completed.
Yeah, just start kissing. Did you try kissing?
Did you try kissing?
That's always a good start. Why do you have to jump right to having sex? You have to take your clothes off and kiss.
Nothing makes me hornier than a good conversation.
Which is really awkward when talking to Griffin.
Yeah.
Is it awkward?
Help. Help. I need to get my girlfriend back. Any advice, brothers? This comes from Formspring.
Is she kidnapped? How
bad was the prank that she pulled on you that you want to get revenge for? Is that what he means? Like,
I think
you want to get back at her for a prank she pulled?
Or she was kidnapped.
I think she's been taken by Colombian drug runners. At which point, call Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, he'll get it. He'll sort that out. Here's what I would do. I would wait until you know she's going to walk into her room. Then you get a bucket. You fill the bucket with water. And then you put the water bucket half on the door jamb and half on the door. And then when she opens the door, it all tumbles onto her.
She'll get moist from the water in the bucket.
This works both ways. If she broke up with you, if she pulled a prank on you, then you point at her after the water bucket falls on her and you laugh. If she dumped you, then you point at her and say, well, no one will have you now. And then,
I'm the best you're going to do.
And the best you're going to do, Weddy.
Take a picture of her. Film it and put it on YouTube and said, you've just made a terrible fool of yourself. And then walk away.
That's going viral. I'll see you this evening for dinner. We have dinner at Giovanni's, a reservation. I'll see you there.
Have you guys seen the Bucket X? Oh, she's so foolish. No one would ever date her.
I'd say, I guess I just put hooking up with me back on your bucket list and then walk out.
That's real good.
That's a good one.
That's real good.
Oh, man.
No, for real, though, you don't need her.
You're too good for her. You listen to a great podcast like this?
Unless it's like a justifiable reason that she broke up with you. Like you need to quit doing speed.
Or pranks.
Listen, it was funny the first time, but you have done the bucket thing 26 times,
me.
And it is old.
Until you get a tattoo that says, I'm the Trickster Supreme, I'm not going to stop pulling pranks. Trickster Supreme with an XXX. I want to hear Griffin's last question, but first I want to tell you all the different ways that you can seek help from our show. There is, of course, an email address, mbmbam@gmail.com. There's a Formspring. It's Formspring something, something. I think it's like formspring.me.
You really need to nail down that web address because you do this every week.
I don't know that one. So just go to mbmbam.com and all these methods are on there. We love seeing retweeted quotes. We have a search, so we always see those, and those always bring us a lot of joy. If you could grab a friend the next time you listen to the show, or burn a CD for them, is it would be great too. Just put a couple eps on it and say, hey, listen to this. I know you like this. We'll like this. Enjoy this.
I'll tell you a campaign I'm going to try and get started. I was looking at our stats the other day, our statistics, and almost half of the people that listen to our show download it through the web. You got to get on that iTunes.
It's
efficient. It's such an efficient way of getting the show. You just put it in, and then you hit the subscribe button, and then you get it automatically every week. It's just waiting there for you.
And if I might suggest, subscribe, and then just download it independently another 6 or 7 times.
Just get it as many times as you can. Mm-hmm. But tell a friend. I was talking with my buddy Slice, who was telling me all the different ways he's come up with to share the show. And I think that's about it. And I'm ready, Travis, if you are.
I hear
our last question, our one to grow on.
Comes to us from Yahoo Answers user Rick, who asks, I just got out of jail. When is NWA World Championship Wrestling on?
Oh, God.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And this has been my brother, and me.
You will never know me.